Hey, let's talk about Marie, Marie, Lore, LOR. Date of birth is 6/2/54. So let's see, 2024 minus 1954. She's a 70-year-old woman originally from Cambodia. She lives in the Woodlands, Texas, Woodlands, Texas. Her sister lives close by. She was recently on hospice because of her advanced history of thyroid cancer. Let's see. What does she have exactly? Anaplastic thyroid cancer. Patient also suffers from atrial fibrillation, history of CVA in 2021, coronary artery disease, gastroesophageal reflux, atrial fibrillation. I think I said that. Anxiety. Hyperlipidemia, period. Patient was admitted to the hospital at Memorial Hermann, HERMANN, here in the Woodlands, between 7. When was the hurricane? 7/8 and 7/11. Subsequently was taken off hospice. Patient was admitted to the hospital because of shortness of breath and the fact that because of the hurricane in Houston, she had no electricity, period. Her shortness of breath got worse to the point that she was seen in the emergency room and subsequently admitted to the hospital for further care, period. Post-hospitalization, patient is now being readmitted to hospice for end-stage thyroid cancer. She's had both radiation and chemotherapy in the past. In 2023, patient also has a history of hypertension, CVA, as I mentioned, had a history of aspiration pneumonia last year, which caused her to have a tracheostomy. Now she has a tracheostomy in place. She has a tracheostomy in place. She also has a PEG tube in place. She's no longer able to swallow, period. Patient has lost weight, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient is able to ambulate from chair to the bed, but that's about the extent. She's become quite weak. As I mentioned, she also has been having issues with weakness. And I'm sorry, with shortness of breath and exacerbation of shortness of breath. She now weighs about 100 pounds, has lost 10 pounds since March of this year, period. Nipergaf patient was also placed in a rehab on or around end of March for severe weakness, but is no longer a candidate for rehabilitation because of her end-stage condition, period. COVID immunization up to date times two. Medical problems, as was mentioned, the thyroid cancer, hypertension, stroke, 2021, aspiration pneumonia, tracheostomy, PEG tube, not able to eat, dysphagia, allergy, none. Only surgery she's had is a tracheostomy. Family history, dad died in 2014 of a fall, mom died in 2005, questionable cause, patient information was obtained from Josephine, who's also the power of attorney. She's a physical therapist that's currently working in El Paso, Texas, period. Social, Miss Lore is single. She has no children, no smoking, no drinking alcohol. She's been a nanny most of her life. Recent hospitalization, as was mentioned. Medication, albuterol inhaler, atropine, Atrovent, sorry. And then inhaler, then she gets a Pulmicort inhaler all three or four times a day. Albuterol is on a PRN basis. Then she, tracheostomy in place. Amlodipine 5 milligram a day, metoprolol 25, tartrate twice a day, Zofran 8 milligram as needed for nausea and vomiting, Atrovastatin 40 milligram a day, Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day, LENVATINIB 10 milligram once a day, omeprazole 20 milligram a day, Lexapro 10 milligram a day, nitroglycerin PRN for chest pain, guafenicin to control secretions. Period. Lasix for pedal edema 20 milligram, and for volume overload on a PRN basis. Period. As I mentioned, patient no longer wishes to continue any treatment for her cancer and has had ill effect of her thyroid cancer associated with weight loss, weakness, bowel and bladder incontinency, as well as ADL dependency, which has qualified her for hospice in the past, as well as severe debility and dysphagia, period. An exam. She's awake, oriented to person and place. Slightly confused on time. Patient's vitals, blood pressure is 130, 150 over 80, pulse is 100, with ectopics or two sets, 96%. On room air, temperature is 98. Heart, positive, small positive, two with ectopic lungs, few bronchi. Trachea in place, PEG tube in place, abdomen soft, no sign of infection, neurological non-focal or extremity trace edema. Neurological left-sided weakness noted. PEG site looks with no infection. Let's see. Assessment, number one, here we have a 70-year-old woman with thyroid cancer end stage, no longer a candidate for the chemo radiation therapy, number one. Number two, history of stroke. Number three, history of pneumonia. Causing respiratory failure and subsequent tracheostomy. Next number is atrial fibrillation. Next number is history of volume overload. Next number is CHF. Next number, PEG tube in place. Next number is dysphagia. Next number is severe aspiration to the point that she's no longer able to take any food by mouth, hence the reason for the PEG tube. Next number, recent hospitalization for exacerbation of COPD, shortness of breath during the hurricane, and also loss of power requiring hospitalization for 3 days. Next number, patient's family is very much in agreement with no further hospitalization. Patient is do not resuscitate, would like to be kept comfortable at home during the last few weeks, months of life, and patient is definitely hospice appropriate. Thank you.